From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Some disturbing data from the Centers for Disease Control today. A report finds the death rate for Americans has risen. It had been going down for years, as you might expect, with advances in pharmaceuticals and other medical treatments. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Shootings, suicides, Alzheimer's, and drug overdoses are all up. Death from heart disease, which typically go down, were essentially flat last year. Princeton economist Ann Kay says these findings square with the work she and colleague Angus Deaton did last year, showing death rates among middle-aged white Americans is on the rise. One key culprit, prescription drugs.
When the CDC reports that there are enough prescription painkillers written to medicate every adult around the clock for a month, we know that there's a real issue here.
Overall, today's report starts to give a fuller picture of a grave public health threat, says Vanderbilt economist Melinda Button.
It's what Case and Deaton are calling the economics of despair or the health effects of despair, which is caused by economic dislocation and other forces that are really coming to bear on less advantaged parts of our society.
Button says this report raises questions about a lack of access to health insurance, particularly to effective mental health and addiction services. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.